Every day I'm forging my future, quitting when they bury my bones. You think they need to say what you doubt, spit grenades from such a big mouth. Think that you will fracture my core. You clearly don't know me too well. All my life I thought I'd need hell. I can take all that.
Has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to?
This is Doug from After the Fall.
Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
I'd be a lone star, but not in this state. Not wearing this fair, bizarre, confused stare. They shade them from the light. Oh, can you dig it? We bury tall boys under the hot sun and keep it out of reach. Unseen, where you sell your hands just to hold their machines. You lost to the sea on your own. Just badges and bands that crawl on each other. Some girls got us up, we all piled on the bus and headed for the party. Yeah, 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 yeah. evacuation. They called for special care. They called the institutions, right? You're all demanding, demand solutions. We must be cured, we must be saved. Crying doctors preaching past us. But then Mike lost a weller. He bit the dust and the walls came tumbling. By your side, I know it's been so much time to today. We won last night when the bar was open as we go on about nothing. No, nothing.
You are a god. Can't resist me. Silence. Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, RudaRooRadio.com, XRPRadio.co.uk in the United Kingdom. In Canada, we have altrock.ca, buildthescene.com/radio, and I feel like I forgot somebody. That happens occasionally. My name is Bill. This is episode number 505 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight are Susan and Tim from the Rust Project. What's up, guys?
How are you doing tonight?
We're great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Do you prefer Susan or Sue?
Susan. I never liked Sue, I have to tell you.
Okay.
My little personal thing. I don't know. It's kind of an inside joke. Never liked Sue.
I 100% understand that because I can't stand William.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I really don't care what people call me.
They call him all kinds of things, too.
They do. Yep.
So why don't you guys start off and just tell me a little bit about your band?
Well, I was in a cover band years ago, and it was kind of crazy, and we played a lot of real loud, just southern rock and stuff like that, and we were playing at a place one night, and our drummer knew Susan, and we were actually going to do a couple of Neil Young songs, and he knew Susan was a big Neil Young fan. So I just out of the blue, I told my singer, I said, well, let's let Susan come up and sing these songs. We did a couple, Cinnamon Girl and mm-hmm. Rockin' in the Free World. And she did. She got up and she really impressed me. And then probably about a year later, I got sick and tired of playing in that band. And I kind of got hold of Susan and said, you want to start getting a band? And she was just getting new into this. And mm-hmm. she said, yeah. And we put a band together. And it was a little over 3 years ago, I think.
It might be four.
Yeah, close to 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we've been rocking ever since. Mm-hmm. We do a whole Neil Young tribute. We'll do it all acoustic, and sometimes we'll go with the whole band and do like a big crazy horse thing, and it's just a blast. Mm-hmm. And then we do a lot of other covers and pretty much try to play a little bit of everything.
Right.
Anything people like get up and dance to or just sit there and scream your head off, we'll play
right,
it.
Sing along. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who are some of the bands that you guys cover?
Well, obviously, a lot of Neil Young, Tom Petty, Rolling Stones, Stevie Ray Vaughan, CCR, a couple Offspring songs.
Johnny Cash. Yeah.
Couple random songs, but, you know, like they're like David Allan Coe's song. What else? I mean, just everything, like a John Prine song. Someone's like, people kept asking us, do John Prine? And we're like, okay, we don't. Okay, we'll learn some.
I never even knew who John Prine was.
I honestly don't know any songs.
Every time we had a gig, somebody was jumping up, hey, you know John Prine? And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't even know who that is.
Right. So every time we go play somewhere, we always encourage people, like, you know, give us some requests. If we know it, we'll play it. And they like that. And we play. And if we don't know it, we kind of make a mental note, like, well, maybe we should learn, like, whatever, a Doors song. Or maybe we should learn a John Prine song or something like that.
Pink Floyd.
Oh, well, yeah, we do that.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much anything.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What's your favorite song to cover?
Some Neil Young songs. I love playing. Am I allowed to swear on the radio?
Just avoid the big one.
Okay, yeah. Well, effing up.
Of course it's that one.
Yeah, effing up. I won't say it, but right. It's implied. And if you need to bleep that out, you can. That's like my favorite, and that in Ohio, those are just fun to play. Well, they're in double drop D tuning, so maybe that's why I really have a thing for that, though. So. But they're just really cool songs. Yeah.
I like playing, any surf music I love to play. We do cover a little bit of surf music. We'll do
Pipeline.
Stevie Ray Vaughan. I play guitar, so it's kind of anytime we get a chance to play anything from Stevie Ray Vaughan, I love it. And then they have to like kind of rein me in sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes you just let them go and we stand in the corner and just let them keep playing. Like, no, I'm not going to sing it. You just keep playing.
Yeah. They do that a lot.
It's fun.
I'm ready for them to come back in and they're just sitting over there staring at me like, nah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about an embarrassing moment that you guys have had on stage?
I can't really think that, honestly, nothing. What, you're like, he's rubbing his eyes and shaking his head right now.
Susan's a little naive.
Well, I've not been doing this very long. This is like my first,
From that, I think she's a little on the naive side. We were playing somewhere and I think it was St. Patrick's Day. And, we're playing.
Oh, no.
And it
don't
was,
go down there.
And it was acoustic. and we're playing. And this girl's like standing in front of Susan, just bouncing with this big smile on her face. And she keeps saying stuff to her, this and that. And Susan's going,
she's not really saying that much.
Yeah,
no.
Well, anyways, she was hitting on Susan, and Susan had no idea.
Yeah. And I'm like, and I'm, oh, okay.
And I'm sitting there
that's what that was all
I'm
about.
I'm sitting there laughing my head off because, of course, being a guy, I pick up on things like that right away. And we all knew it. And then when we told her, she was a little bit shocked. Then we were playing at another place and
oh, that was fun.
Yeah. And some girl come up and grabbed her rear end.
Yeah, that was fun. I'm like, okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming.
So she got, there's a little thing going on there, I think.
I'm oh, jeez.
she has options.
But I'm married to a guy, so, you know. It's okay. I'll pass.
In case her husband leaves. There's many ways she can go, I guess.
See, now that makes me think the band is like collecting phone numbers behind your back. Yeah. Just in case. Here, give me your number, and if something happens, I'll let her know.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing our drummer's not here, because this would be going a whole different way right
now. Oh, yeah, it could be, yeah. He'd have fun with that, yeah.
Yep.
What's your favorite venue? Well, let me start that over. What are some of your favorite venues?
Well, one of our favorite places, I think Tim would agree, is Elwood's Pub in Rural Ridge, which is a little place you probably never would have heard of if you never driven through there, just outside of Russellton.
It's just like a neat little place. It's just like a little pub that mm-hmm. is everybody in there knows everybody,
right?
And they support music like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the few places around that just really love music, and they have music there. I don't know, 3-4 nights a week maybe.
Two nights a week, and now they're doing a Sunday thing, and they do little special events throughout the summer. And it's just really cool because the owners are there working, you know, Dave's in the kitchen and Kathy's out waiting on people and talking to people and serving food. And it's kind of like Cheers. Like you go in and it's like everybody, you just get to know everybody there. And there's an open stage there once a month, and it's just all the same people, and it's just like, yay, we all get to get together. Like, who's here tonight? Hey, you're gonna play with me tonight? You want maybe play a song with us? You know, and
we play there about every few months. We'll play
yeah.
there, and it just the place gets it's packed, and it's the people were there all night long singing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you walk into the place, they know what you drink. They kind of.
Oh, yeah. They didn't even ask me. They just bring it to me. Like, you want? Yeah, here it is. You know, they just bring it over.
That's probably our favorite place, because we've been playing there for the
since
whole
the beginning.
Time. Yeah, since the beginning.
Yeah. And we never miss open stage. It's like, you can't miss open stage every month. Like, it's just such a good time to get together with everyone and have some fun and hang out and listen to, you know, our friends, and, you know, they listen to us, and, you know, we try new stuff out on them. We're like, you're a forgiving audience. So this is where we try new stuff out on. You know, we'll try it on you guys, you know? So.
Helltown Brewing over at Export. We've been really.
We were just there last weekend.
Having a ball there.
Mm-hmm.
It's another place. They support music, and, you know, they get real nice crowds, and the people just have a ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like all these breweries that have popped up lately and wineries that have popped up, a lot of them are just. Music just goes right along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we could sit there and play. In the summer,
Strange Roots Brewing in Goodstoney, which is close to me.
Yeah, Strange Roots Brewing. We were playing on Sunday afternoons there. And they get a nice big crowd. There's people bring their kids, their dogs, just everything. And it's a blast.
It was an outdoor area too.
It's all a lot of it's outdoors, so it's just a lot of fun, you know. And when we play, Susan always has her bucket of rhythm with her, and it's a bucket full of drumsticks and shaky eggs and tambourines.
Right. And we encourage people, like, hey, you know, we have a bucket of rhythm here. You
Once
know,
everybody
we want
gets,
you to participate.
Everybody starts having a few beers, and next thing you know,
the bucket's empty.
The bucket's empty, and there's a lot of really bad people can't keep time that are hanging on stuff and playing. And And at first, it was a little bit difficult because they would kind of start screwing you up a little bit, but you learn to kind of tune them out and just watch how much fun they're having.
Right. Especially if there are little kids there and it keeps them occupied. And the parents are like, oh, thank you. They just, it's like, great. Because the kids are like playing with shaky eggs and the parents can like just sit there and talk or,
we
you
see
know,
a bunch
listen.
Of little kids with the drumstick sword fighting over.
Granted, it has to be the right place to do that. Some places we wouldn't, you know. Right. We do that. Maybe we'll just toss out a couple of shaky eggs, and they don't make much noise. But can't take it everywhere. But when we can, we like to.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We've been doing a lot of acoustic duo stuff, me and Susan, and sometimes trio stuff with our drummer, depending on the venue. And it really seems to be something that's really big nowadays. You know, a lot of these bars and stuff, they don't want loud music. They want something that's easy, I guess, easier.
Right. Well, maybe just
easier and probably size wise too.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean by mm-hmm. easier.
It's, I'm assuming when you played the Wooden Door Winery, it was just the two of you.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 'cause that's a small area.
Right. Yeah, it's a small area. Plus
the way the sound carries.
Yeah, the
that'd
sound
be really
carries
hard to
in
have.
There. That you know, it's really, it's loud in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even when we're playing, we can hear the people over top of what we're even playing. It's amazing how loud things carry in a lot of these places, but.
Well, that one in particular was, you know, having been a church before.
Right.
It has the acoustics for the organ and.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just a really cool place.
I agree. I took some photos there and I was so excited to go look at them when I was done because it's just all the wood and the lighting in there. And it's just a cool place.
Did you go upstairs and all the. up into the stump and up locked. There at all.
You know, I've never been up there.
Oh, go
on. It was there. Really cool. And we were there in the, it was late because it was just a month ago. So it was got dark early and I'm up in there and I'm like, I would love to see this in the daytime with the sunlight coming through all these stained glass windows. This has got to look so cool. I mean, they were just all around. That would look so cool.
See, yeah. Now I'm going to have to tell her that I need to go up there.
Yeah. If we ever get any sunshine, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when in April come out when we play it.
Yeah.
What day did you say that was?
April 11th, I think. Okay. Yeah. I'm just checking real quick. I just had it up. Yeah. April 11th.
Well, here, while you have that up, do you have any other shows you want to mention?
Sure.
Well, what about Saturday night?
How about tomorrow?
Well, this isn't going to go out until next week. So.
Until next week. That's right. All right. What would you like to mention?
Anyone we're playing?
We have so much. So we're looking at March.
Okay.
Well, we're going to be in Greensburg at Major Stokes.
March 13th.
Yeah.
That's going to be kind of like a pseudo
possibly
St. Patrick's Day thing.
Possibly, yeah.
At a place in Greensburg called Major Stokes. It's really right by the courthouse.
Cool little place.
Really cool little place.
Yeah.
When we stopped in it's like everything's local, fresh, mm-hmm. bought stuff, and
I'm trying to think where that is. I just drove through there.
you know what? You'd never even see it.
It's a skinny little long building. You know that area better than me. So what would you
say? I'm trying to think what. If you, it's on the side of the courthouse where. What's Oliver's Poorhouse? You know where Oliver's Poorhouse is?
I do not. But here's what I'm going to do. I work in Belle Vernon and I live in Leechburg, so I can drive through Greensburg on my way home tomorrow, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drive through Greensburg and look.
it's a neat little place.
Yeah, it is. And they have this really cool outdoor area. We played there last summer. It's way tucked in the back, you know, nestled between like the different building walls. And it was just a cool, that was a fun night.
Yeah.
That was
cool. They called us up one night. They
needed someone that weekend.
Yeah, we stopped there one time and they needed somebody that weekend. And they called us and they said, well, can you play tomorrow? We're like, sure.
We're open, sure.
I said, you know. It was a Friday, so we were like, yeah. Usually we play a lot of Saturdays, and Fridays were kind of open. But so we did, and they have this really awesome patio out back where we were playing. Mm-hmm. And it was the craziest thing because we get there, and we set up, and this guy comes in, and he says, they're going to do a Rocky Horror Picture Show flash mob.
It's like a theater down the street.
Yeah, it's for their local theater.
Yeah.
Oh, the Palace Theater is right there.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Wasn't that one?
No, it wasn't for the Palace. It was for something, some local.
I mean, they were younger. They were younger people. I mean, teens, 20s, something like that.
So we're sitting there, and we play a couple songs, and then all of a sudden, all these people come in. And they did the whole time warp thing and this, and it was so cool. And then I wanted to go see Rocky Horror Picture Show right after they were done. But it was really cool. Mm-hmm. I actually can't wait. We actually just played there not that long ago, and it was for a big birthday and all this. And it's a fun place to play. It's a fun place to just go to.
Yeah.
And where else we
play? Let's see. We're playing up at Knicker's Tavern up on Route 8 at Conley's Inn, going towards Butler. We're going to be there on March 18th. Another acoustic duo thing, kind of like an after-hours thing, 7 to 9. We're going to be at the Trenum Elks. The full band will be there March 21st. They are so much fun.
Yeah.
They love to dance.
Anybody likes to come out and dance.
They love to dance, and it's like what weddings used to be like 20 years ago. Like everybody would just get on the dance floor and dance. But that's the crowd.
Do,
there.
Do Do they have a cookie table? Because if not, it doesn't count.
They should have a cookie table, but they don't have that.
We were playing.
That'll be awesome.
We were playing there a few months ago.
You could put it in your rider.
Yeah, right.
They have a penguin. The penguin game was on, and every time the penguins score, they all do shots. All the members there that sit at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And the penguin game, it was a pretty good game for the penguins. I think they won 7-1 or something. I forget because these people were, it seemed like they were doing shots every couple minutes.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, good time. Oh, and I should mention the day before we play at the Wooden Door, Tim and I are going to be at Seamark's Creative, which is down in Gibsonia on Route 8 in Allison Park.
John Vento.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We are doing an all acoustic Neil Young tribute night there that night at 8 o'clock.
Have you ever been to the stage in his backyard?
No.
He has a full stage in his backyard.
That's what I've heard. I've never been to Corby Woodstock.
I have been there a few times. That's how I know. Yeah, right. That's an awesome show.
Right. It's like 2 days or something.
I think they made it 3 this past year.
What was it? Oh my goodness.
I think they did acoustic Friday night. See, you should talk to them.
They did
acoustic Friday night and then Saturday and Sunday. I'm almost positive.
Okay. I think it's in like, is it the holiday weekend he does that? I can't remember.
Yes. It's Labor Day weekend.
There you go. Okay.
Because 1 year I went to his show and then I left. And I went to Concert for Anna. That's the name of it.
Yeah, we played that last year.
We played
that was our first time there. Yeah, it was at Leo's. It was in the Big Ballroom.
Concert for Anna?
Wasn't it?
No.
I think last year they played.
It was at the Acme Club.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't there that night.
Okay. Yeah, we were there the first night because we'd never been there before, so we opened. That's right.
Yeah, we're doing a big thing this year for Amy's Angels. It's out at a place called The Hangar. And it's a big.
It's in June.
Yeah, it's a big fundraiser for a cancer fundraiser, I'm pretty sure. But there's a lot of really big bands playing there, and we got asked to play.
Yes, we did.
We're pretty excited about that.
I don't have all the details on that though.
Yeah, I don't either.
A drummer has the details on all that. But that'll be cool. That'll be cool.
I think the Granatis are playing
a big crowd too, and it'll just be fun.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're adding to the ambiance there.
Right.
Yeah. The guitar.
He's always got to fiddle around. He can't look at it and not pick it up. That's why I keep mine in the cases. Because if I see it sitting there, I'll be like, you know, I don't want to do laundry. I'm just going to sit here and play this for a while. No, I have to do laundry.
I'm like the horrible guitar player that can't not noodle around on the guitar if it's sitting there.
Right.
Well, it's kind of similarly. Are you familiar with Lightroom at all? Have you heard of it?
Uh-uh.
I say, if you see, like, it's for editing photos.
Okay.
And I recently have learned how to use Lightroom. So now I'm going back to photos that I've taken in the past and re-editing them just because I know how now.
Interesting.
Same idea, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's like doing the website stuff.
Yes. Yeah. I do websites too. So I do concert photography, which is
nice.
I did my first freelance where I actually got paid recently. And now if that band's tuning in, they're going to be like, we were the first one. They love their pictures.
That's what matters.
I'm actually really impressed with some of the local band photographers. Like, we've done these different benefits and different people have taken photos, you know, and it's like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Like, how do you do that? That, like, oh, look really cool. Like, you know, what's that about? That's awesome. Right.
I'm the guy that takes the pictures where there's a big thumb in the way. And
right.
Well, like I say, it's the first time that I ever did freelance and got paid. Are you familiar with the Rock for Life concerts? Like a concert for Anna?
Uh-huh.
Right. So I've been taking photos at that concert since like the second year, and this year was the 20th year.
Oh, wow.
So like framing and, you know, being in the right place and all that stuff I knew how to do, but I've never had a good camera.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a good Canon camera, a professional camera, and the people that I'm working with, First Angel Media. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yeah, that name, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So now that I'm, you know, I do their website and they've been, the owner actually gave me the camera.
Nice.
And then one of the other photographers is showing me how to use Lightroom. And so now I'm on the photography list on First Angel Media, as well as the website and EPK and all that stuff.
That's cool.
Anyway, yeah, so I've been going back and editing everything that I've done in the past. When I can make that look so much better now.
Yeah, every time Susan updates our website, she...
I have to tweak it.
Yeah.
You know.
Then the next thing you know, she's building a whole new website.
Yeah. Yep. Not like from scratch, obviously. You know,
then
she templates online.
Then she's built two of them.
Yeah. Well, it was one for the band, one for the acoustic stuff. So.
Yep.
You know.
I've been doing websites since 1996, so I do know because I'm constantly updating mine and other people's. And,
right.
And if I don't have something to work on, I start making something for a band and like, hey, look what I could do for you.
That's cool.
That's,
and you want something that looks good. So when you go someplace and you go calling on different bars, you know, trying to get into them or restaurants or whatever, you want to be able to hand them something,
yeah,
and say, well, you know, here's our card and here's our website. And you want them, if they actually, you know, go take the time to look, you know, they think, oh, this looks really good. They look legit. They don't look like they're just two people playing in the, you know, in a garage somewhere. And wow, they kind of have their stuff together.
This is the perfect time for me to ask you what your website is and what your social media pages are.
Well, Facebook is obviously just The Russ Project. So you can find us on Facebook at The Russ Project. And online on the World Wide Web, the whole World Wide Web, it's therussproject.com or it's therussprojectduo.com. So I thought, I'll try to separate these out. And, you know, so if we're looking for something that's an acoustic duo and we can just, you know, and that they only book acoustic shows, and we can just give them that website, and they don't look at the band website and say, well, this is a whole band, I don't want a whole band, you know. And then they can say, okay, well, this is just two people, that's all we want, two acoustic guitars, you know.
And there's the Instagram thing.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. That confuses me.
I've recently started using mine more because I now have cool pictures to put on it.
You have right. Lots of pictures, that makes sense.
That's right.
I haven't figured out all this hashtag this, hashtag that.
I don't understand.
I'm old.
I'm getting there too. Yeah. No, I'm getting there, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, well.
I use that excuse a lot while I'm teaching. I'm like, I'll get back to that. I'm old. The kids right. Just look at me.
Don't laugh at me. You'll understand someday. Right. Right.
But yeah. I don't admit that anywhere else, just there.
Yeah, right.
Let me think. What else can I ask you? If you were going to build a super band from the music scene to manage, which means you two can't be in the band. Who would you put in the band?
You mean like Neil Young and Lucas Nelson, that kind of stuff?
No, like from the local music scene, people you played with.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
You're putting that's putting on a spot here.
I know.
I don't know.
How about this?
You do.
What bands that you've played with do you like to see play? I'm just trying to get you to name drop.
You know, we usually just go see people that we know that are friends, you know, I mean, we're playing so often. I mean, you know, some months we're playing, you know, 2-3 times a weekend.
We don't
really get a chance to go out as much. And if we do happen to have some time off, it's like, we'll just go see some friends of ours play.
Yeah. The guys from River City Blues, we like a lot.
Right.
They're really cool.
They're cool. And Chuck is my husband's first cousin. So there's that. So, you know, I already know him and he's a nice guy. And
right.
Yeah. So we've gone to see him.
Of course, Jeff
Pogus. He's a very good friend and he does a lot of, you know, acoustic stuff and he plays with the Groove Bands and we'll go see them because we know them and we know Mike Houston and yeah, we like to go see.
See, you can do some name dropping.
Yeah, there's some name dropping. Yeah. Go see our friends play. And we've done stuff in the park, you know, down in, at Roosevelt Park and the other park, yeah, you know, the Rockin' Roosevelt and Band Blast, and their drummer, you know, coordinates the music there because it's his community. So we've seen a lot of really good bands.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think because we've been doing it for how many years now? Like twice a summer. Some really good bands. Risen to Save is, they're very good. They're a Christian rock band. They're really good. You're very good. Who else?
They're from Leechburg, aren't they?
Who is it?
We're Risen to Save.
I don't know them.
Swear.
I think Paul. Yeah.
I mean, they could be.
I think they are from Leechburg. I think that's generally where they.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
There's a band that plays those, and I can't for the life of me think of the name of their band right now. They're younger. The singer plays the piano.
Oh, I can't think of the name and I know who you mean. And they're very good, but I can't remember their name. If you said it, I would. It's Soul Radio.
Soul Radio.
Yes.
Oh yeah. I don't think they're together anymore.
I feel like they're not together for some reason.
I saw them at a concert for Anna.
Yeah. I think they,
I thought there was something going on where they're not college kids, are they?
No,
I think they are. The guitar player I see complaining about classes all the time, so probably.
Yeah, but I think the singer went his way. I'm pretty sure they broke up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they were groups. I really don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, because they were supposed to last year play at the one thing that we were playing at, and then they canceled, and they didn't. Because
they weren't together. So we're not sure. I don't know.
I have one last question for you guys.
Okay.
What is something that your fans would be surprised to find out about each of you?
Ooh. What would that be? Ooh. I don't know.
That I have no idea what I'm doing. I want us to go on. I have no idea. I just play guitar. I don't know what it's.
But it's awesome. And then I'm like learning all this theory and studying all these things. And then I get totally tripped up to actually apply it.
She knows all this stuff. And she'll look at me and tell me, oh, you have to do this or do that. And I'm looking at it.
If you play this here to this part, do this or do that. He's like, what are you talking about? You know, I start doing things like.
I started playing guitar when I was.
He just plays it, which I think is cool.
When
he's
I was
just playing,
12 years old,
it.
I think I took 2 lessons. And I said, oh, I know how to play guitar now. I don't need lessons anymore. Mm-hmm. And I basically then just kind of taught myself from that point on. And that was 50 years ago.
Longer than I've been on this planet.
Me too.
And I only started doing this. I took guitar lessons in high school for a year, pianos and stuff, and then I quit because college was starting and I was just busy and I just kind of didn't have the interest in, you know, spending the time doing it. And then my daughter, she's now 19, but she was about, when did she start taking lessons? She started taking guitar lessons, electric guitar lessons, when she was maybe 10 or something crazy like that. And I just was watching her. I'm like, you know, I really love the guitar. I'm going to start taking lessons too. So I started taking lessons from her teacher, Ben Hartenstein. who was in Pittsburgh at the time, and just was like, oh, I just want to like learn it and just like play along with some Neil Young and stuff. And then I just like saw a bunch of what it was is she signed up for a rock school, which you know what a rock school is, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she signed up for a rock school and we were watching the rock concert. It was, they did it at Jurgles and like all the kids' bands got up and did their little performance. And I'm like, well, we're going to stay and watch all the other kids. They worked hard. I want to see them. And then like the last band that comes out is a bunch of adults who are like, oh, my age. And like, I'm like, oh, no way. I'm like, they're all students or they're like me. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be in a band. Like, that's it. I'm doing this. Like, I want to be in a band. It was just like, look to my husband. I'm like, dude, I want to be in a band. He's like, okay, be in a band. I'm like, no, dude, like I need to do it. Like I need to do it. And then so I just started like working towards that, you know, like, okay, I'm learning all this stuff. And like, I guess I got to like go out and start going to open stages and like trying to go out in front of people and see how this works. And it was like it, I was like hooked. It was like, I knew in a second, like I have to do this. That was it. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. However long ago that was. And then we got this band started, like, I'm going to say 4 years ago. And
yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Cool. I guess that's what they don't know about me. I guess.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, too, for coming and hanging out with me for a little while.
Yeah, that was fun.
And
very much.
This happens every time I get to the end of the show. I did not pull up my schedule, so I don't know who's coming on next.
So you have to go back and edit that in and put in later, right?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up the website right now. I don't think I have much scheduled. I don't. I should have remembered this. I only have two more shows scheduled right now. And that's because my scheduler is terrible. Me.
Right. Look, I'm lucky I know it's Thursday.
I know it's Thursday because that means one more day until I have 2 days off. Right. It's one more day without fourth through seventh grade. Oh wait, my kids are in fourth and sixth grade. Anyway, so on March 13th we will have a Common Crown on the show, and on March 20th it'll be Filthy Music. You can go to filthymusic.net. It is a kind of mostly metal webzine, but there's more to it than that, so I'll let you go check it out. Make sure you check us out each and every Friday night on parockshow.com. If you go to the info pull down menu, there is a radio schedule where you can find out when all the different radio stations I mentioned at the beginning play the show. So we'll catch you next week. Love.